This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. It's that time of year when things feel like a bit of a drag, whether it's short days, cold weather, COVID restrictions, failed New Year's resolutions, things can really pile up. Notice I did not even mention how work can contribute to that stress. So how could workplaces help employees with their mental health? Kelly Braun Johnson is a workplace accessibility specialist and the founder of Completely Inclusive. Hey, good morning, Kelly. Great to chat with you once again.
Hi, good morning.
So, Kelly, what got you thinking about mental health in the workplace?
We just got over the hurdle of Blue Monday. Now, Blue Monday is not even a scientific concept. It was a holiday or an idea created by a travel company in the UK to try and sell more vacations. But for us in Canada, it's a very real issue where January and February are typically the coldest months, and we're starting to get fed up with snow and darkness. And then combine that with pandemic lockdowns and restrictions that have been going on, and it's really severely impacted people's mental health. So on a really serious note, it used to be the stats were that 1 in 8 Canadians have or will suffer from a mental health issue at least once in their lifetime. And those statistics have jumped now to 1 in 4.
I mean, that's a jarring number when you think about sort of a doubling in the need. So from a human resources perspective, what can a company do to offer mental health support?
So given the stats I just mentioned, businesses have to be proactive and they have to have policies established. They really should just assume that people are going to be struggling right now. So they should have health policies that include mental health coverage, like psychology visits. And when I say that, I mean even more than, you know, the average amount is offered for $500 a year. That's really not enough. That doesn't give a person a lot of access to private psychology visits, especially when they can be over $100, sometimes $200 per hour. In addition, there should be an employee assistance program so that employees can access those services freely and anonymously. And being able to take mental health days off without providing a doctor's note. We know that people typically don't abuse this so-called privilege. I read a great quote recently that said, people don't fake depression, they fake being well. So like I said, it's important to assume that people are struggling. And then if at some point you feel that people are abusing the privilege of having, you know, days off, then you can have a private conversation with that person and find out what's going on.
So those are very tangible things that a company can do. But how much of this is also about creating a culture that understands employees may need a reprieve from a mental health perspective?
You know, a huge part of it is about creating a healthy workplace culture from the beginning. And there needs to be education at all levels. A lot of work should be put into destigmatizing mental health in general. What I would love to see is if everyone, and not just management, but if everyone took a mental health first aid course. There's different nonprofit associations that offer it, but it'd be great if everyone had at least a basic level understanding of how to react and how to respond to a mental health issue or a crisis or disclosure at work. And there are also,
Please go ahead.
I was going to say there's also cases where there are jobs that we know that they're going to be high stress or high burnout rate. And so we need to have those resources not just available, but accessible, because a lot of the times people are not accessing the resources that are accessible because it doesn't fit their schedule or it doesn't fit something, or they don't feel that they really should be entitled to those things.
What about from a structural point of view? What kind of accommodations to an office setting or can be made or should be made that really could help in terms of the day-to-day?
So we should encourage people to take breaks during the day. And it sounds like such a simple thing, but a lot of times we forget, right? Check in for 5 minutes using a, let's say, a mindfulness app, do some deep breathing. I worked at an office that at 3:30 in the afternoon, you know, you had that slump. We would get up and we'd do 5 minutes of stretching together. And it was absolutely fantastic. But it has to be encouraged because people shouldn't feel that they can't take advantage of the small changes or things that are offered. More tangibly, I'm always a big fan of remote work. I always have been. I'm a huge advocate for that. But also understanding that not everybody enjoys remote work. And so there should be options for those that do and those who want to continue working from home.
Yeah. No, I agree 100%. Remote work has absolutely changed the way that people have perceived productivity.
For sure. Sorry?
I also believe that there should be office dogs. Every office should have a dog.
I would love that. I would absolutely love that.
Kelly, I want to ask this question, and I want to ask it a little bit delicately because I don't want it to seem like I'm blaming the victims here because everybody is dealing with mental health in their own particular way. But how should job seekers or employees be trying to find jobs that may fit their mental health or stress tolerance levels? Some jobs are just stressful. That comes as part and parcel of striving for them.
So we can look for businesses, first of all, that are compliant with the national standard for psychological health and safety in the workplace. Now, I know that's a mouthful. Those of us in the field, I'm a certified advisor, we just call it the standard. But it's important to know that only Canadian businesses will have that standard. It is a Canadian standard. But those who are compliant with it, that are following all these aspects of psychological health and safety, they're going to be proudly, openly letting people know that, hey, this is something that we're doing. In addition to that, you know, read reviews online, talk to other employees. I used to, when I was job searching, I'd go on LinkedIn and I'd search people who were currently at the company and then ask them about the workplace culture. And even you can ask this during the interview process. You don't have to disclose anything. You don't have to, you can just say that, look, mental health is important to me, or I'd like to know about your policies. Ask how many personal days or mental health days that they're offering. And the companies that are already putting these policies in place, they're not going to hide it. They're going to be proud about it because they know that it works.
Hey, Kelly, this is such an important topic. I can't thank you enough for bringing it to us today. All the best to you, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Thanks. Take care.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.